Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi. Somehow it was disconnected after the second patient. So I was, this is a dictation for medication referred comprehensive counseling. Data collection is data patient seen on April 15, 2024. The third patient is David Garner. Patient was seen via Doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. His date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Patient name again is David, D-A-V-I-D, Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R. Subjective and objective item. David has been cooperative, pleasant, appropriate, described, he's doing good. He has been busy with his real estate business. Also, planning to participate in a school program where his 15-year-old son will play drum. He described he has engaged in all those activities and has been taking his medication. He denies any depression, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He described things are fairly well. He does not feel that anything rough or interfere with his life. He has been, he is living with his family and has been happy. I further explain about the role of medication. He has been taking Tegretol XR 200 mg twice a day, Seroquel 25 in the morning, 200 mg at bedtime, and fluphenazine 5 mg at bedtime, cogentin 1 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect press pain. He claimed that he does not want to make any changes in his treatment. He was alert, oriented, mood was present, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized, no irritability and agitation, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of paraplegia, restlessness. But he is currently not having any therapist and his guide so far so good. And he's, to my observation also, he's doing fairly well. Yet, I encourage to continue with the same medications and we'll see him and follow up with the next month. Assessment, bipolar disorders, chronic, some schizoaffective component, plan, continue reality orientation, supportive therapy. I further encourage that he should direct his primary care physician to send his blood report for my review, to which he agreed, progress is guarded. End of dictation. Next location is on Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Stony Cipher, S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R. Her date of birth is 3/1/1990. Telephone number is 313-391-7214. Subject in Ajita. Catherine described that she has been doing good, but she noticed there's some tremors in her hand. She wanted to have a cogentin. She described it was also noted by her husband. Patient has been on olanzapine 5 milligrams daily. I further explained that it could be with a smaller dose, but she can cut down the dose to half a tablet. And I will send cogentin 1 milligrams daily, which she can use it. She described this is fine. Patient has been also taking diazepam 2 milligrams off and on. 10 tablets was given. I further, patient has passed history of substance abuse, and I further encourage that she should be careful, that she should not develop any dependence on benzodiazepines. She describes she aware of, she has it young kids, and she does not want to do all those things. Patient has been on Lamictal 150 milligrams daily. Also, Celexa 40 milligrams daily, Trazodone 100 milligrams daily, and Hydroxyzine PRN. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of dyskinesia, tremors in her hand. She was compliant with the milieu and the treatment. Assessment. Bipolar disorder is schizoaffective type. Complaining of mild tremors in her hand. However, I have not noticed that. Hip pass history of substance abuse. Plan. We'll continue with the current plan and add Cogentin 1 milligrams daily, risk and fit side effect placement, patient has consented for the treatment, prognosis guided and adaptation. Next evaluation is Leonard Snipe, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Snipe, S-N-I-P-E. His date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Date of evaluation is April 15, 2024, subject to Rajitam. Leonard described that he has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, but sometime here wise, but not much. He is taking care of himself, often having problems sometime in sleep also. Later on, he says that he sleeps a couple hours and does not know wake up, and does not know when he wake up. However, he denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any depression. He has been taking his medication regularly, living with his wife, and taking care of activity of daily living. He also continues seeing his medical doctor, but denies any use of drugs. Patient was alert, oriented. His mood was euthymic, affect was present. Speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment schizoaffective disorder, sometime problem with sleep, but there was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Plan, continue with the current plan. I will not make any changes in his treatment, but encourage him that he can try melatonin 10 milligram at bedtime per year. The follow-up appointment was given 30 days. This is then dictation and miraculously. I have a total dictation at this time was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So thank you very much. Appreciate your help. Bye-bye.